Trading Club Pro Update, week of July 6, 2026. Welcome to this audio issue of Trading Club Pro, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. Editor's note, this is a holiday shortened update, given key members of the Trading Club team are on vacation this week, containing an abbreviated overview of the portfolio value and holdings. We will return to regularly scheduled programming next week. The value of the Trading Club Pro tracking portfolio settled at $107,890 as of Thursday, July 9, up 7.9% since the June 22, 2026 inception date. See the detailed portfolio snapshot below. We made no trades this week. Next, we'll show each position in the portfolio broken down by trade type. Portfolio review. The table below shows all current holdings as of the close of trading on Thursday, July 9. A few notes on how to read and interpret this portfolio table. Please pay special attention to the action column, where we specify whether each trade is a buy or sell to open transaction. Next, the position size for each trade is equal to the current value of the position, with the exception of the cash secured puts. In the case of the cash secured puts, we define the position size as the total value of our future commitment to purchase 100 shares for each contract. This number is calculated as follows. Position size equals number of contracts x 100 x put strike price. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. For example, in the case of the Waterbridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, $30 puts, the position size equals 2 by 100 x $30 equals $6,000. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. It's commonly referred to as the notional value of the trade. To see the current profit/loss across each open position and other details, please see the live snapshot of our tracking portfolio at the end of this update. We have compiled a summary overview of the rationale behind our current holdings, which you can find here. As a reminder, we calculate the leverage ratio using the following formula. Leverage ratio equals total long exposure slash portfolio equity value. We define total long exposure as the sum of all long positions, including uncovered stocks, covered stocks, cash secured puts, and option purchases. In the current portfolio, as of Wednesday's close, these values were as follows. Note, we show each value in our portfolio table below. Uncovered stocks, $63,359, covered stocks, $25,110, netting out the underlying stock value against the covered call value. Put sales, $41,500. This notional value is the value of stock we've committed to purchasing, long options, positions, $2,276. Adding up all of these values gives us $132,245 of total long exposure in our current tracking portfolio. We then divide this number into our account equity of $107,890 to arrive at a 123% leverage ratio, well within our self-prescribed limit of 150%. If you have any questions or feedback, the Trading Club forum is the best chance to get a quick response from our team. Alternatively, you can always email us at mailbag@porterandcompanyresearch.com. Good investing. Ross Hendricks, Porter & Company. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hoped you enjoyed this audio issue. In addition to this issue, you should check out our top 3 best buys where we highlight 3 current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the top 3 best buys under the best buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com.